Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. There are seven things we ask God for when we pray the Our Father. The first is that His name be hallowed. The second is, Thy kingdom come. Well, what is the kingdom of God? Pope Benedict the 16th answers, Jesus Himself is the kingdom. The kingdom is not a thing. It is not a geographical dominion like worldly kingdoms. It is a person. It is Jesus. So when we pray, Thy kingdom come, we are asking God the Father to give us Jesus. We are asking for transforming union with Jesus. And that's the goal of life. Is Jesus the thing you want more than anything else? And is everything you do directed to reach Him? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Happiness is the thing we are searching for in everything we do. Everyone wants to be happy. So we look for happiness in food and drink and good health and safety and security. And we seek happiness through our pursuit of achievements in our professions, through professional prestige, through wealth. We look for happiness in relationships. Girlfriends and boyfriends, husbands and wives, kids and grandkids. And we seek happiness in entertainment and travel and all kinds of experiences. And we seek happiness in rest and relaxation. But we will never find what we are looking for, ultimately, in any human person or earthly thing. Now, don't get me wrong. The things of this world are good, and God wants us to delight in them. In fact, He made us for delight. But nothing is perfect. It's not lasting. Everything comes to an end. And no matter how much you have of achievements or wealth or relationships or experiences, these will never be enough. Because we were made for something more, infinitely more. We were made for union with God, union with Jesus. And God alone can satisfy. Jesus alone is the living water that can satisfy our thirst for ultimate happiness. So the first step to receive the kingdom is to stop looking for it in the wrong places. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now pay very close attention to this. Jesus gives us the kingdom when he gives himself to us in the Eucharist. That's where he gives the kingdom. We receive the kingdom when we open ourselves up by prayer. Prayer is the opening of the soul to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. And Teresa of Avila tells us that prayer is nothing else than a close sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with him who we know loves us. If we want to receive the kingdom, and the kingdom is Jesus, then what we want is a deep friendship with Jesus. And what does friendship take? Time together. Doing what? Talking, listening, and just being together. If you want Jesus, then do that. And you are right now in the rosary. But Jesus is inviting you to spend more time with him. We just said that we all want happiness, and nothing in this world will satisfy because we're made for union with God. If that's the case, and it is, then why not spend more time with Jesus in prayer. Evaluate for a moment how you spend your leisure time. Now, I'm not saying that you must spend every extra moment in prayer. In fact, we're going to do a series of meditations on good leisure in November. However, do you really think you are going to find your ultimate happiness in another hour of news or sports or scrolling through YouTube or social media or some political commentary? Does any of that ever leave you totally satisfied and fulfilled when you're done? Or does it leave you unfulfilled, or even worse, angry or filled with anxiety? Only Jesus can satisfy the deep longings of your heart. He offers himself to you in the Eucharist. We open up to receive him by a deep life of prayer. And he is calling you, inviting you to spend more time with him. Let him draw you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The great master of the spiritual life, John of the Cross, says there are two reasons we don't receive Jesus in his fullness. First, because our souls need to be purified. And second, they need to be strengthened. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus says something remarkable. He said, "Since John the Baptist came, up to this present time, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and the violent take it by storm." What on earth could Jesus mean by this? Well, right now, Jesus wants to flood your soul with his life, with the living water. Well, then why doesn't he? What's the holdup? Well, we are. Let's face it, we want other things more than we want Jesus. We want some good things more than we want Jesus. We want good health and safety and security. We want relationships. We want achievements and success. All good things. But we want them more than Jesus. And we want some bad things more than we want Jesus. We want pleasure and power and recognition and escape in ways that are sinful and destructive. And these disordered loves and misplaced desires prevent us from receiving Jesus. So we need to get rid of all that is killing us spiritually. The pride, vanity, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, lust, the gossip, the resentment, and all the wasted time on useful and harmful things. So Jesus is telling us, if we really want Him, then we need to get a little violent with ourselves and get rid of all that prevents us from receiving Him, because He is the kingdom. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
John of the Cross also tells us that if we want to receive Jesus, our souls need to be strengthened. The divine love and life of Jesus is so infinitely powerful, delightful, and amazing that if He were to pour Himself into us fully right now, if He were to flood our soul with the living water, our poor little weak soul would burst. Teresa, did you ever try to fill up a water balloon from the spigot outside with the hose? No, you never did that. I remember so well trying to fill up water balloons from the faucet outside. And if you turned on the faucet just a little too much, the balloon would just burst. That's the way our souls are. It's not strong enough to handle what Jesus wants to give. So our souls need to be strengthened. And how does Jesus strengthen our soul to receive more of the living water? Now, you're not going to like the answer. By the cross. Jesus strengthens our soul by trials, difficulties, failures, sicknesses, suffering, and finally by death. But we resist God in this work. And as soon as something we don't like happens, we complain, we get angry, we get depressed, and we beg God to stop. And we try to run away. We try to escape through alcohol, drugs, food, entertainment. But if we want to receive the kingdom, receive a flood of Jesus, then we have to stop fighting God. Now, it's not easy, but it is simple. What you did not choose, do not like, and cannot change, accept it with trust. As Mother Teresa said, accept what he gives and give what he takes with a big smile. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I can't believe you never played with water balloons.
I'm going to be very, very honest with you. I was in deep thought, and you asked me a question about water balloons. I had no answer in that moment.
I was
acting. We definitely did it. We had a pool growing up. We don't have one now. We got rid of it, which I was grateful for because I always hated swimming. But because we had a pool, anytime there was something big going on at the school, which we lived very close to, people would run over to our house if they wanted to use the pool or the hose as well, because we lived so close. So we used to have these really big water fights, and everyone would run over to our house and fill up their water balloons here in our backyard.
So you do have an experience of this.
Many experiences.
I'm sorry I acted as a distraction during your prayer. You should have said, get behind me, Satan.
I should have just said, shut up.
So what were you in deep thought about, or what struck you during this meditation? What were you thinking about?
I was in a lot of different places. The more notable, not necessarily the deep thought I was having then, but what I thought was interesting in this meditation, you interpret that line about the violent storming heaven, which I find funny because I always took that as a comfort, knowing that there is a place for people like me in heaven.
What do you mean, like you?
Violent. But I was also just struck by the fact that there have been many of these lines recently that we've pulled in these meditations that are very difficult to interpret. For instance, we just a while ago did the meditation on the unjust steward, which is a very confusing.
Yeah.
It's so easy to sit in mass and listen to all of these stories, and we get so used to them because I'm a cradle Catholic, and I've just heard the story a million times. It's like all those fairy tales where you're like, yeah, it's not weird that the prince only recognized this woman by her shoe size. That's not strange at all. But you hear it so often that you're like, this is very natural. And then to try to take the perspective of perhaps a convert, it would be very, very difficult to approach a lot of Catholic conversations because most Catholics probably can't even answer to you what most of these lines mean, and that includes me, because they're quite complicated and written in a very different form and language. But it made me appreciate the podcast because I wouldn't know how to interpret it on my own.
Well, you appreciate the podcast. I appreciate the saints. Because the best interpretation of the words of Jesus are the lives of the saints. The lives of the saints are like a living explanation or commentary on Scripture. And we have such fantastic saints who show us that the violent who take heaven by storm are, for example, the fantastic story of St. Francis of Assisi, who was really struggling against lust, like an overwhelming temptation to lust. So he threw himself in this rose bush into the thorns. And to this day, those rose bushes will not grow thorns.
Wow.
But we also have the great testimony of the martyrs. They took heaven by storm.
That's a good correlation right there. That's much more understandable from my perspective, more intuitive.
And that's why John the Baptist is the first, because he was willing to undergo violence to enter the kingdom. But one of the most important spiritual practices is it's penance. And by penance, we mean we're going to get rid of everything that leads us to sin, everything that causes us to sin. So we got to get a little violent with ourselves.
I think in a different form of this meditation that I rejected, I apologize, you did reference the very violent example that Christ gives us about plucking out one's own eye if it leads you to sin.
Yeah.
We do not live a very, maybe gentle's not the right word, but because it's a gentle faith in a way, but it's also a brutal faith.
Oh, Catholicism is not for the timid and the weak. This is why Teresa of Avila said, the most important thing you got to have is courage. And courage is the willingness to sacrifice what is lesser for the sake of what is greater.
Yeah, yeah.
So We need to examine our lives and see, where do I sin? What are the occasions that lead me to sin? And you can't make friends with your occasions to sin.
That's a good way to put it.
But we do.
Yeah, those are our best friends. Unfortunately, we probably quite literally in our lives lose friends for those mistaken friends.
We've got to make enemies with our occasions of sin and our sin.
Mm.
And we have to be violent against our sin. What does that look like? Well, first it means I need to do a fearless and frank examination of conscience. And honestly, it's really wonderful if you have close people in your life who know you well enough, who are willing to help you see what you can't see on your own.
That's very true.
And then we got to be willing to make changes. No, that's way too soft. It's not being willing to make changes. Jesus said, make the changes.
Mm-hmm. It's brutal, but your strength can be just allowing others to share honestly with you your faults or what your wrongdoing in that sense. Because it takes a lot and a lot of humility to honestly let people show you your faults.
Yeah.
But you also need the right friends.
Listen to what Teresa of Avila had to say about this specific point. Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful. She said, and she was writing to four friends, two priests and two lay people.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I should like the five of us who at present love each other in Christ to make a kind of pact that since others in these times gather together in secret against God to prepare wicked deeds and heresies, we might seek to gather together some time to free each other from illusion and to speak about how we might mend our ways and please God more, since we do not know ourselves as well as others who observe us, if they do so with love and concern for our progress.
You know, this reminds me of two things. One story that I can't tell in its entirety for fear of being censored here, because it was from youth. But when we were in high school, I remember on the safer side of the story, I remember Xavier and his friends would get together and they would have a very formal roast, essentially, where he would say, Xavier was the first one who did it. He said, you guys can all just, we're going to sit down. I want you all to think of the things that you think I need to change about myself. And just, we'll sit down and you can just roast me, honestly, for like this long. And every one of his friends sat down and they talked out everything that they thought that he could improve.
Yeah, I remember this.
It was very, very brutal. But the other very distinct memory I have, which I cannot tell in its entirety, is a turning point moment when I was in high school where Xavier and I were in a grocery store together. And we're walking through the produce aisle and I'm complaining about not being able to make friends. And he turns to me and says, what I can't fully repeat, but essentially said, Teresa, no one likes you because you're mean. And I was like, at first I was like, ouch. But then I was just like, oh, no, you're kind of right. He was like, yeah, like we're often playing around with our friends, but you are constantly playing really, really rough. And I was like, that's a really good point. And it hurt really deeply, but I was very aware of why he was saying it and how true it was. So I remember just kind of nodding. I was like, okay, I'm going to be okay with that. And I genuinely made that a turning point to
Because he was specifically talking about a handful of people that I was really close with, especially with guys where it felt like a natural humor to constantly be bullying each other. And then he said, oh, this one friend of ours, he's trying so hard. And anytime he takes like a step, you're still making fun of him for it. You just gotta stop.
Wow.
And I was maybe like 14 or 15 at the time. And I'm really proud of myself for not immediately buckling, because that wouldn't have been productive in the least bit. And I know exactly why Xavier was talking to me about it, but it was a very, especially how he said it. I wish I could say it on the podcast because it was very effective in how he said it. But I'm really grateful for that moment because it was very important.
Did he say that you were exceedingly mean?
Oh, no, he did not. That is not how he said it.
This is wow, such a beautiful story, because we need that type of friendship in our life.
Yeah. Well, Xavier's always been very good about not just being a leader, but being very intentional and involved with the development of his friends and pushing his friends to be not just greater in the way that he perceives, but a greater version of themselves in their uniqueness. And he's brought out a lot of good in them and me as well.
But that's like the highest form of friendship.
Mm-hmm. I fully agree.
That's why we have the tagline. That's why we got to be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary.
I think we need to be violent apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary.
Well, the violent take it by storm.
But please don't violently share this with others.